The Blitz, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. And if you're not down with that, we've got three words for you. We're number one.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with the zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Kind of sportsy.
A little sportsy.
Until the end, and then we started talking about how hot Elastigirl is. So, it kind of went from there. Make sure you join us tomorrow at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. Adrian Peterson will be there. And if you're in Katy, come join us Thursday at the new Big City Wings. Be out there for that. And Sunday, for everybody who came out yesterday and said, you guys never come out this way enough, we'll be doing our television show out at Whitmire's at 1 o'clock.
Whitmire's.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I need to reload my liquor cabinet with Whitmire's as well.
There you go.
So... 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see the quarterback ratings for Madden?
No.
Would you like to know who's not number one?
Tom Brady.
Thomas Brady is not number one.
So lame.
Here's your top 10 quarterbacks in Madden ratings. Number 10, Matthew Stafford, 83.
Okay.
Feels a little low, but maybe about right. Number 9, Carson Wentz, 85. Probably about right.
It seems fair.
Tied for 6, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and the one-armed man, Andrew Luck, 86.
Okay.
That's an awful high for a guy who hasn't taken a snap in a year and a half.
That's true.
But I couldn't put him much lower than that, so I'm not going to bitch about that. Number 5, Matthew Ryan, 88.
Seems fair.
Number 4, Russell Wilson, 89.
Okay.
Number 3, Drew Brees, 90.
Okay.
At his age, I might bump Wilson and Ryan past him.
I think I would, too.
But I think they're all close. I'd be happy with any of them. Number 2,
Thom,
97. Aaron Rodgers, 99.
99?
That seems high, doesn't it?
Boy.
For another guy who's broken half the time.
Yeah.
Here's some other notable ones for you. Dak Prescott, 80.
Okay. Where's Cameron?
You know what? Cam Newton, 82.
Okay.
Yeah. That seems okay.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers played 7 games last year.
He's a 99, though.
And he went 4-3 in those 7 games.
But he's a 99.
He threw 6 interceptions in 7 games, which, I mean... He normally throws 7 or 8 in a full season. He only threw 5 in his 2014 season where he played 16 games. This seems like an odd time to make a stand and say, you know, Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady.
Yeah, and go with a 99. Yeah.
I'm sure his injuries will be pretty low.
Yeah.
Cam Newton's 82 is the same as Derek Carr.
Oh, okay. Does that seem fair to you?
Not really.
You think there should be Cam should be higher?
I think Cam should be higher, but I think 82 is fine for Derek Carr. I think he'll be healthy this year and have another really good season, but Cam still accomplished more.
Yeah.
Garoppolo, 80.
Okay.
Jared Goff, 81.
That might be high.
Yeah. Alex Smith, 81.
Okay.
So Alex Smith is only 1 point less than Cam Newton and Derek Carr.
Yeah, that seems odd. Well, Garoppolo being 80 is kind of odd.
Yeah, he was really good for 6 games.
But I like the guy, but let's prove something here.
But if we're just going to base it on 6 games, why would he be an 80 and Deshaun Watson a 78?
damn good question.
I'm just asking for, you know, I don't know.
I think Garoppolo had a better record.
Yeah, he did. He also didn't have to play the Patriots or the Chiefs when they were killing everybody.
The Patriots were scared to play them.
Or the Seahawks. He might have beaten the Seahawks there at the end. Nick Foles, 78. Lamar Jackson, 67, but he has a 92 speed rating.
Okay.
Your favorite quarterback, Joe Flacco, 77.
That's actually about fair.
Which is lower than Josh McCown, who's 78.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, but higher than Eli Manning, who's 76.
Oh, boy. How mighty have fallen. Yeah, Josh McCown. You know what? Would you rather have Josh McCown or Joe Flacco?
At this stage?
Yes.
McCown's played better than he has.
But which one would you rather have on your team?
For the price especially, yeah.
I'm not talking about the price.
Well, that counts. I mean, contract
counts. Not on Madden,
counts.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, McCown's been a better quarterback than Flacco
has.
Would,
if you could have either one of them equal, you would take Josh McCown over Joe Flacco.
Yeah, hopefully I'd have a better quarterback than either one of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, not me.
I know, but you love Joe Flacco.
I mean, listen, I know Joe Flacco's gone into the dumpster, but I'd still take him before I took anybody named McCown or McNown.
Newton is below a guy who didn't play at all last year. Yeah.
That's true. But you know what? Cam Newton wasn't exactly spectacular last year either.
Whatever he did, it was better than Andrew Luck.
Or the year before.
So, 2-4, asking you going to have the World Cup on tomorrow. It's Sunday at Whitmire's, and yes, I'm sure they'll have the World Cup on for you.
I got the team ratings for you.
Okay, let's hear them.
Guess who's the best team in football? And
Madden the Patriots.
19? No.
The Eagles.
The Eagles. Yeah. No. They're and at number 90, or at 90, the Patriots are 84, number 2. Then you go Falcons, Steelers, Saints, Vikings, Jags, Cowboys.
Where do the Texans rank?
I'll get there. Titans, Raiders, Rams, Seahawks, Chiefs, Packers, Redskins.
Oh, boy.
Ravens.
Oh, really?
Panthers, oh, Lions.
Oh, boy.
49er.
Oh.
And coming in at number 20.
Number 20. That's well below where they normally sit.
Which is 16.
Your Houston Texans at a 78.
Oh.
And then you go Charger, Bronco, Bengal, Buccaneer, Bear, Browns, Dolphins, Bills, Colts, Giants, Cardinals, and then to round up the NFL, the Jets at 72.
By the way, again, the total amount of disrespect for the Buffalo Bills, you said the Bills after the Cleveland Browns, right?
They have the same rating, but yeah, 74.
It's like the Bills go to the playoffs last year, the Browns didn't win a single game, and they're like, seems about even.
Yeah,
one draft. We'll call it even. They got. I mean, Baker Mayfield.
I'm not. Yeah, and a cornerback that I'm still iffy on. I'm not.
Yeah, and they lost their best player.
I'm not buying Brown stock just yet. They're not going to be winless.
I don't think so either. But better than Buffalo. Better than the Colts.
Not so sure.
I'm out on that.
So, all right, there you go. That's your Madden ratings. I don't know if I'll buy that one. Because if I want to be the Texans, I want a Deshaun Watson that can actually play. I don't want 78.
No, I just go in there and edit his rating.
I don't know if you saw this. I don't know, but somebody was going to Mexico, and they tweeted out a video. And on the very back row, there's a chick basically riding her man.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, you saw that video?
Yeah.
She's pretty well covered up, so... Yeah, I don't know if it's like a clothing on grindage thing.
I think it's a skirt thing or a dress.
It's hard to tell because it looks sort of like pants that she's wearing.
Maybe.
But I have to say, didn't take them very long. It was pretty quick. Very strange. Somebody named Kylie Tully tweeted that out. Said, my mom and dad were just trying to have a peaceful trip to Mexico, and then they sent me this. Well, you know what? You got it for free. Of course, I guess you can get that on Pornhub for free.
That's it.
Somebody asked, what's the over-under on Browns wins?
I think the Vegas number is 3.5, maybe 4.5.
Yeah, it's pretty low. I think if they win 5 games, it's a really good season for them.
I think that's a massive success.
I think that's a good step forward.
But I also don't think that's going
to happen. Yeah, I still think three or four is more likely because... Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to be better, but I think it's going to take time for them to actually get respectable.
Yeah, and I still... Well, I think they've added some receivers, and I do think Tyrod Taylor's an upgrade, and that enough should get them a couple wins, that in and of itself. But I still don't think they're very good. And I'm starting to wonder. I always liked Hugh Jackson as a coach, but I'm not so sold on that staff anymore either. So... Yeah, I think three or four is more likely. If they get the five, then at least... And listen, Cleveland fan deserves better. You really do. Especially if LeBron leaves you again. Hey, guys. Got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And if you haven't heard of them, these are schools here in town all over the place that take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Some of them had travel issues getting to school. Well, they work around all that. And they give these kids another opportunity. And so many of them go on and graduate and do great things. And a bunch of them just did. And I know school's not in right now, but hey, now's the time to donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. Especially now that it's summer, you probably want that room in your garage. You probably want the room that's out there in your yard. And you had that vehicle out there. You wanted to get it fixed. You just never got around to it. Or maybe you were going to fix it yourself or give it away or sell it or do something. Well, here's a better option. Donate it today. Car, truck, motorcycle, tractor, RV, four-wheeler, anything. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it got flood damage and you can't start it up anymore. They're going to come tow it free of charge, process all your paperwork, and the donation's tax deductible, so you get to take that off your taxes next year. And if you donate today, become the latest Blitzer to step up, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you'll get a free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Demo ride today.
Guys, you know how great HBO is when it comes to sports and storytelling. And this time they've teamed up with Bill Simmons Media Group for Courtside at the NBA Finals. It's an unscripted one-hour special chronicling the sights and sounds of the 2018 NBA Finals. It debuts tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time. There's a replay at 10 o'clock. Bill Simmons is the executive producer. This special is also going to be available on HBO Now, HBO Go, HBO On Demand. So there's plenty of ways to watch it. Obviously, the finals just wrapped up, and this is sort of a unique and unprecedented inside look at the NBA's championship series as the Cavs and Warriors battled for the championship. And we all know HBO Sports and the documentaries and how highly touted they are. 135 sports Emmys, which is just absurd. The Andre the Giant documentary, if you haven't seen it, is outstanding. And it just registered the highest premiere viewership for an HBO Sports doc in 15 years. They're hoping to ride some momentum into this courtside at the NBA Finals. Experience the NBA Finals like never before with the HBO Sports special, Courtside at the NBA Finals, giving fans an inside look at the NBA's championship series with the Cavs and the Warriors competing on the biggest stage of the basketball season. See it, Courtside at the NBA Finals, tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time, with an encore at 10, only on HBO.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. If you haven't checked out SportsMap.com today, your World Cup recap is now available. So go check it out. If you missed what happened today, Victor has you covered. Also have a video for Mindy. Talking about Ed Oliver. We got Raheel on other celebrity one-on-one games we need to see. We got Paul Muth on the H-Town Crown campaign to sell LeBron on Houston. So if you want to get your... and Jermaine has something on Gal Media, too. All kinds of good stuff on sportsmap.com. More importantly, follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou, and it'll pop right up, and you can pick what you want to read. Hey, I'm going to give something away because I love the people. How about two tickets to see Testify A tribute to Rage Against the Machine. They're going to play Warehouse Live July 28th at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. And if you don't win, you can purchase your tickets at warehouselive.com. And Marcus, who's a member of the band, is a blitzer. So let's go and represent. Two tickets for caller number 28. How about that?
I'd take it.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that if I'm in town, I'm going. I saw this story today, and it kind of scared me a little bit. And then when I read it, it didn't scare me as much, but it still worries me a little bit. We know Google knows too much about us, right?
Of course.
Now it can tell when you're going to die.
Okay.
Apparently, they helped test an artificial intelligence computer system, which, okay, guys, I'm all for artificial intelligence to a point, but we need to stop with this because this is how Skynet got started. But they did a test that can predict whether hospital patients will die 24 hours after admission. And apparently, the accuracy of the predictions is high as 95%.
What?
So if this thing says you're going to kick when you go to the hospital, this is what worries me. They're just going to say, oh, well, we know this guy's going to die. Let's just not even treat him.
So what's funny is, like, I would always say if someone asks, if you could find out when you were going to die, would you want to know? And I'd just say, no, I'm good. But then when you said that 95%, I was like, yes, I instantly want to know.
Yeah.
Now I want to know.
Here's what it does. It takes data about patients, their age, ethnicity.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, not so much. And gender. It's then joined up with hospital information like prior diagnoses and current vital signs, any lab results. So it combines all the stuff from the hospital with your history and says you are going to die.
Jeez.
Or you're going to live. Or you might live.
So it doesn't know when you're going to die. It just knows when you get to the hospital, like if this
you've
is your last
You've got 24
hurrah.
Hours, yeah. Which I don't want to know if I've only got 24 hours unless I'm functional.
Unless you're at the bunny ranch.
Well, if I've got 24 hours and I can get out of the hospital, dude, I'm not spending it there.
Okay.
I don't know what I'd be doing, but it wouldn't be that. So maybe it would be useful, but that's a little scary, man. Google can do all that.
Well, I don't like it.
Rick,
I'm passing on it.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm. You know what?
What do they do? They give you an option, like when you get there?
No, I don't know how. I think they're just going to let the artificial intelligence be in there so it can tell the doctors.
No. Because I feel like if a doctor found out that, oh, Google says this guy's not going to make it through the night, like the doctor wouldn't try as hard with me.
Well, I kind of feel like it would be like iRobot when the robot saved Will Smith and not the little girl.
That's true.
I think that's what we're headed for. Obscure movie reference of the day. But yeah, that they're going to decide, okay, he has a 40% chance of survival. She has a 12%. We're going to go ahead and save Will Smith. Also because it wouldn't have been a movie without him. But that worries me. Rick asked, are you a fan of the band Tool? I like Tool.
I used to like Tool when I was a kid, and the more I listen to Tool now, I'm like,
they're one of those bands. Yeah, they're one of those bands that now I don't really enjoy them as much as I used to.
Yeah, I used to like them a lot. Now every time I hear them, I'm like, oh,
I've got a lot more.
Their songs are so long.
I've got a lot more bands like that than I used to have. It's pretty funny. It's just the older you get, your tastes change. I think. Yeah. There's some that I'm always going to love, but. Yeah, I'm not as big a fan. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. See that apparently Kelly Gruber got kicked out of...
former Blue Jays third baseman
Kelly Gruber. Who I've been talking to about doing an audiobook for us.
Oh, really? You guys are boys?
Well, I have talked to him at length, and he was apparently... called upon to be a panelist at an event that was around last week's Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame ceremonies. He was on hand to support former teammate Lloyd Mosby. But apparently when called to the stage, he made derogatory comments to host Ashley Docking.
Oh, boy.
And generally appeared to be intoxicated.
What did he say? What did he say to her?
It's on audio.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
you haven't heard it.
Maybe John can find it. It's apparently at the 57-minute, 35-second mark.
57 minutes they talked to him?
Well, no, not him. I mean, they did the whole video on there, apparently.
I was going to say, listen, if you talk to me for 57 minutes straight, I'm going to say something offensive. There's just no way around it.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people thought he was drunk. see what the inappropriate comments were.
Let him party.
Yeah, and somebody says, basically what happened was by the time he got on stage, he appeared to be inebriated. He was just acting sort of obnoxious, kind of erratic. He was confrontational with our host, Ashley. And quite quickly, I knew this wasn't going in the right direction.
I think I have it here.
Yeah?
There he is.
They're trying to get him to the stage.
Okay. Oh,
come on. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Because you got to have me, huh?
They want you. Yeah.
You know.
I hope he doesn't curse.
We don't really need this girl here, right?
Wow, respect at an all-time high, I see.
Yeah, well, I'm not vying for a job.
Oh, you're in a pleasant mood today, Kelly. Well, hi, nice to meet you.
So, can I ask a question real quick?
Please,
sure.
Yeah.
I know it's your show, sorry.
Do you?
I'm just kidding. Just playing. We from Texas, we play, we have fun. Actually, you know, hanging out with guys like Mo, there's a lot of ribbon going on. And if you give it, you got to be willing to take it. So I can take whatever you got. But you, my friend, real quick, you replace Zonnie?
Who's that?
Okay. We got to work on the wardrobe.
What's wrong with it?
It's a big shoe to fill with.
Wow.
No, is it good?
Who?
I just found out Mo told me. You took whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah, I choose to plead the fifth on that.
And it's good? It's working?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
The job's fun. Talking baseball.
I don't know, man. I'm living in Texas. I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
He just seems like generally obnoxious.
Before I move on, because that was an interesting introduction.
Let's talk a little bit of
Blue Jays baseball.
I think he's had a little bit to drink.
Does Kelly Grewer live here? I know he's from here originally, right?
He comes back a lot, but he does. I think he's in Dallas now.
Oh, okay,
but his family's in Bel Air, and he didn't sound like that when I talked to him. So I think maybe he just had a little bit to drink.
Well, there's more.
No, I don't want to hear anymore. I've had enough.
Yeah.
I can't take any more of that. Last thing I want is more Kelly Grewer. My goodness.
Wow, spoiler alert on iRobot. Yeah, spoiled it for you. Sorry. 936 says maybe the doctors will look at it the other way and take it as a challenge. Oh, no. This degenerate isn't dying on my watch and try even harder to save you from Blaine. I don't know about that. I'm not confident in that. I think we're headed for, Skynet's going to take over before the robots do. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you wish to get in.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. If they're not the closest dealership to my house, but I always take my bike to Republic anytime I need something worked on, because I know they're going to do it the right way. They've got 7 master technicians on staff. That's way more than any other location. And the job is going to get done right. If you're looking for a new bike, ROT rally's coming up. You don't want to ride some old clunker down there to Austin. Right now, you buy a new 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle at Republic. You get free mufflers, free air cleaners, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation. That's only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Their staff is knowledgeable, they're friendly, and their customer satisfaction numbers are out of this world, well above the national and district averages. Bike night. I've been telling you about bike nights all year long. There's another one coming up on Thursday, June 21st, 6 p.m. There's going to be live music by the Midnight Release, free food, drinks, and door prizes. And you get to register for a free Harley that they're giving away in October. But you can only register at bike night, so make sure you stop by. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic HD is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. It's Republic Harley Davidson. There's millions of us back
home, and we say thank you. Ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
King of Kings. knees done.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Adam says, Doc, am I going to make it? I don't know. Google it. If you Google Jerome Solomon, you'll see Houston Chronicle columnist, all-around superstar, media genius. Of course, he didn't show up last week because he was traveling, so we don't get him very often. Sometimes he gets hurt while he's gardening. Sometimes he's traveling. But when he's not doing that stuff, he joins us. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, y'all passed me off on some, like, you know, G League guys a couple weeks ago, so it happened.
That sounds about right.
Well, gosh, you could have
a fine job.
You could have pushed your appearance back a day because I was back the next day. You should have told John.
They did a fine job. I didn't miss you at all.
All right. Well, that was Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle. So what are you up to?
Hey, with all the movement in radio these days, you never know. Oh, that's right. You're white. You'll be all right.
We're going to make it.
I'm pretty sure the guys they got rid of were white, too, but that's all right.
Yeah, they keep landing.
So what on earth are you working on these days with no sports happening?
No sports? You mean the World Series champion Astros are headed toward the longest winning streak in franchise history and there's no sports? Poor city of Houston.
But regular season baseball.
Hard to discuss, though, in June. It's just, I mean, you know, they play too many games, and it's weird, and Fred will be better at this than you are, AJ, in a sense, but we used to really think baseball mattered all year long, right? And now it's just, until it gets real, it just doesn't get real, in a sense, to a lot of us, right?
I'm the same way with the NBA. I just feel like, besides football, every other season there's too many games. I can't care about all of them.
Yeah, the NBA is a little bit different in that, you know, you can really get into an individual matchup, and I mean, LeBron James scores, you know, 40 points in January. That's still an interesting game. You know, it's James Harden and Russell Westbrook put up a triple-double in December. That's still interesting. Baseball player hits two home runs, goes 4-for-5 in April, and like, so? You know, it just... It doesn't quite do the same thing. But, yeah, but NBA is sort of that way, too. And part of that is just that's the world we live in now. I mean, it's just we have options. You know, we can go and watch something else. We can go watch something that was on TV 20 years ago and watch it like it's on right now. So we're not stuck with, like, okay, what's on tonight? And that's the only thing we can watch. So,
But I think in both, it's such a highlight world. I can click on and see the highlights of LeBron scoring 40. I don't have to sit through the entire damn game. No,
I agree. But in baseball, if Jose Altuve has a 5-for-5 night, you'll see all five of those. You know, you won't miss the pitches he fouled off, you know, or yeah. The ones he took or whatever. But LeBron James scores 40. You may only see 8. 10, 12 of those, depending on ESPN, you'll see all 40. But you know right. What I mean. In general, you still miss a lot of the stuff that's with it. But again, I'm not disagreeing. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's we're getting less and less excited about what happens. I mean, the NFL has the best of the best in that there's only 16 of them. But I'm telling you, 10 years ago, I watched every game. The whole game. I mean, when DirecTV came out with the full-on every play of every game and I could watch every game, man, on Sunday, Monday, after the game's over Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday, I watched every game in the entire league. Now, I don't watch quite as many as all of them, you know what I mean?
Well, an NFL Network has it set up where you can watch an entire game in half an hour now.
So easy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, where, you know, I used to go through that 30 minutes of watching every game. Now I don't really – now I go and look for the ones that I really want, and that's about it. And that's why viewership is down, because you can literally pick and choose what you want to see.
Of course, that attitude about football is why newspapers are dying, Jerome. So you know,
but that ain't totally why. But people say dying, but you know, People still complain about what we do and don't do because they still want to be in the newspaper. I can guarantee you that.
That's all right. Those people are dying off.
We have more eyes watching us than we know. End of discussion.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You want to put crime.com up against your sports stuff on average day?
Pull all your sports numbers.
Don't play that.
And separate them from your bleeping slideshows.
Don't play that. you do it any way you want to, but don't act like the Eastern Chronicle isn't still sharing some juice around this place.
Yeah,
don't play that game.
And those people will all be dead in 5 years, so you enjoy your 5 year run there, buddy.
Okay, fine, no problem. And there are people who are saying radio is dead too, and they're wrong as well.
Yeah, well, that they've been wrong about for about 20 years.
I feel like mom and dad are fighting, and I just want to get up from the dinner table.
No, it's good.
Well, there's no sports for you to fight with him about.
Dad
ran
somewhere else, so now he want to act like almost every newspaper is useless. And he knows better than that.
You know what?
And I criticize newspapers as much as anybody, but don't go acting like we're useless. That's ridiculous.
You know what? Maybe if they were a little more useful, they could afford to get you a better phone.
I go on the radio across the country, and other places say nothing about my phone. Your phone, maybe it's your phone. Have you thought about that potentially? Is that a problem?
I didn't understand a word of that.
I know, exactly. Yeah. But my dad just called me up on radio stations everywhere else around the country, and they're like, oh, no, your phone is fine. I always ask. So, you know, I don't know.
It's because probably you're not in a bathroom when you're calling them.
I'm where I am, you know?
So what are you working on these days?
Same old style. Like I said, Astros are the hot item. You can't run too far away from them, otherwise you're missing out on the biggest story in town. It's just it was hard for me to get too excited about them. Several weeks ago, I tried to tell people, relax. It's way too early to start panicking. And of course, nobody thought they'd win every game that they won the last few weeks, but that's how good they are and how good they should be. I do think a fun thing, though, is the discussion of Jeff Luhnow, and you both can weigh in on this. I don't know if y'all really talked about it much yesterday. I didn't get to listen to the show, but is he the best general manager in Houston sports history? I mean, I kind of think he pretty much is at this point.
I mean, it's hard to come up with an argument against him. So, yeah, I off the top of my head, I would say, yeah. I mean, he won a championship. That doesn't happen a lot around here.
Yeah, and I would say probably second, even though he didn't win one, would have been Jerry Hunsicker. And then the Rockets, with those titles, that was kind of a strange arrangement in the front office, how that worked. So I'm not sure who you give credit for on that. But, yeah, I it's kind of hard to argue.
I
have no problem with them promoting him and giving him a better title. I think you win, you should get that.
Oh, they'd be foolish not to do everything to keep him around. And, yeah, he might go on a backslide and turn out to be bad after this. But to this point, he's made so few mistakes, you can't help but ride it. But Steve Patterson is such a bad person. I don't know him personally, but almost everybody that I do that does know him say that's a good thing that I don't know him. But he put together those Rockets teams. He made a lot of really slick moves in his little stretch of 4 years as a GM that led to those championships. So he gets a check mark in his column just for having getting that done. But it's still he's not anywhere near what Luhnow is.
Well, and being around for that, a lot of that was Charlie Thomas shooting down some deals that he had. Charlie Thomas sitting down with Akeem and keeping him from wanting to be traded. And,
big time.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of other stuff going on around there.
Yeah, I was gonna say you give Patterson credit for going out and getting Kenny Smith and Mario Elie and Vernon Maxwell, but you also know once you've gone and tried to run Akeem Olajuwon out of town.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, there was a deal in place for Akeem for Kevin Willis and something at one point.
Yeah. Any deal for Akeem and anybody other than Michael Jordan was a dumb move. And he tried to make a few of them. Wasn't there a Vlade Divac or something in there?
Yeah, that was another one that was out there.
Of course, Olajuwon was cussing him out in the paper regularly. He was ready to go, you know, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, and but yeah, I think it's hard to argue with, especially considering the team he took over and where they were when he came in here. And you're not going to do everything perfectly. He had some draft picks, a couple of them that didn't pan out. He had a lot of them that did. But yeah, I think that's hard to argue. Is that your column for this week?
No, I wrote a blog entry on our thank you, you know, website, Texas Sports Station. Our subscriber site that's really just taking over the town.
Is that the one I have to pay for?
Is that the one you've never heard of? Yeah, that one. Hey, don't get me fired.
No, I'm not trying to get you fired. I just want to know how to get to your stuff easier, man. I can never find your columns anymore. You're only the best writer they have. What the hell?
Yeah. All you got to do is pay a few measly dollars a month.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's the most, if you want to be on top of what's happening in sports in the city of Houston, get TexasSportsNation.com. That's where you go.
Okay.
Well, it's not really TexasSportsNation.com. It's that URL belongs to somebody else.
Great.
All right, my phone's breaking up.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Later, guys.
I love the awkwardness of.
Yeah, I know. I love.
When I say I love it, I hate it.
Yeah, it's all in good fun, folks. We like to jack with each other. No one gets their feelings hurt. No worries. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is where I tell you about SportsMap, the really good website that is much better than that garbage.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. But yeah, check out SportsMap.com. Lots of good stuff on there. All free, I might add. So, good content, man. A lot of people think we're getting all this stuff about, oh, are you guys going to... Dude, Jerome and I have been messing with each other like that for years. Nobody wants to fight. Nobody gets their feelings hurt. It's all... You know, we're just having fun.
It's not fun for me.
Well, why?
Because I don't like it.
Well,
I like you guys to talk nice to each other.
First off, friendly. How long are we going to... sit here and talk about the Astros?
I don't know. That's a good.
We got to have something else to talk about. And you two go at it just as more often than I go at it with him. So don't be coming.
I don't ever say stuff like
that. Don't come at me with that. Yeah, maybe you don't make fun of his livelihood, but you still make fun of him and vice versa. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, there's a lot of addictions out there. Things you can be addicted to.
Opiates, for example.
Opiates, yeah. You can, there's some who say you could be.
Pornography.
Can you really be addicted? I guess you can. I've heard the stories, yeah. Well, according to the World Health Organization, it's now official. Gaming addiction is a mental illness.
Listen, I've heard some stories that made me think. Yeah,
man, I could honestly see it. There were times when I would basically play all night and get an hour's sleep, and then get up and play again before I'd go to work. I mean, I could see where you could get where it could actually become a problem. But it's as of this week, gaming disorder will be added to the organization's internal classification of diseases. It's one of the most respected manuals available for the medical community. Classification of diseases.
Okay.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So now this means you can be, you know, if it gets too bad, they can put you in a straitjacket. Send you off to hang out with Chief and Randall Patrick McMurphy.
That's right.
It could happen.
Yeah, I don't. How much do you still play video games regularly?
Not as much. I haven't had time.
John, what about you?
I mean, I play, but I'm not like I used to be.
Yeah, same.
Like, if I have time to play video games, even like for a little while, let's say I play a video game. Let's say I play for 30, 45 minutes. I get to be like, I just wasted a bunch of my day. I've got a lot. What am I doing? I got to get on the ball here.
Really, since we started the website, I haven't had time. I mean, I occasionally on the weekends now, like if I get up. Well, that's the one difference. Like if I get up on the weekends, I still get up at 5:30, and there's really nothing on and nothing to do. So sometimes I'll jump on and, you know, I'll play a little bit. But by 8 or 9, I've kind of moved on.
It's like watching a TV show.
It is. And if there's nothing on TV, I guess that's where I am now. But once we started the website, I didn't really have time. And that, because so much of my day is devoted to.
But even if I watch a TV show, like, I feel like I can talk to someone about a TV show that I watched. Like, I could create some conversation.
Like, you could talk to people about video games.
What am I, like, if I spend 45 minutes playing a game of the show, and then I came here and I was like, John, you're never going to believe what I did today. I played a game of the show.
Sports games are different.
I lost 6-4. It was.
You did mention the time you played your kid.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
It was one time but
that was entertaining, and that was also because we were giving it away. But yeah, I get it, but I also could see where people could get addicted. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. So still got plenty of good sports stuff to get to, and some non-sports stuff. It's just a story. Maybe I'm going to sound wrong, but Margaret Cho, who they did this interview, and she says basically that being bisexual is a challenge.
Okay. What's the challenge?
Well, to me, it'd be okay.
Because it's difficult enough to date just women.
Well, I kind of feel like the challenge would be, what flavor am I going for tonight? It seems like it would be kind of easy. You get to pick whatever you want, right? Or you're just, I mean, I don't know why that'd be a challenge. Are people challenged by that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I'm just curious. I just saw a story and I'm like, well, why would that be a challenge?
Yeah, I was seeing that it's becoming more popular that people aren't identifying as just gay or straight. Like, bisexualism is at its high right now because people are just into all kinds of different things. They had like a scale of 0 to 6 on how much you are interested in only the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like I'm a 0 gay. Even though I think, you know,
you think Ryan Gosling's
handsome, but I don't want to have sex with him. So, but then there's some people who are like, well, I'm a 6 gay, and that would be like, you know, actual gay people. But there's apparently like way fewer 0s and 6s than there have ever been before.
I get that. I kind of wonder if. Well, I don't like that we have to label people a certain thing. I mean, you should be whatever you're into, including if you're not into sex at all. That should be fine, too. But we have to, for some reason, we have to put labels on everything. I'm not a fan of that. It's just like,
don't put baby in a corner, you're saying.
Well, I mean, I think I've always been about individualism and that we should be what we are and be comfortable with that. And it's nobody else's business as long as we're not hurting anybody else. And, you know, but why you got to make yourself one thing or the other?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. 713-780-ESPN. When we come back, there's some things out there that you guys might like that might prove that you're smarter than you think you are. I want to do this.
Okay.
The 8 things that may prove you're smarter than most people.
All right.
We'll see how many of them.
This is going to be easy for me.
Gaming addiction.
Gaming addiction is not on the list, just
Damn
so you
it.
Know. Neither is poker addiction, alcohol
sports,
addiction,
sports
addiction.
Damn it.
Degeneracy. Well.
Well, that means we're a bunch of dumbs.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, there are some. Well, we are dumbs, but there are some things on there that, you know, kind of make us smarts. We'll see. I'll tell you one thing that's smart: lowering the interest rate on your credit card debt. And that's why you need Lightstream. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can save you thousands. Lightstream rewards customers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. How about this? You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can choose your funding date as soon as today. You can get on there right now. It's real easy. You just go online. Right now, Blitzers will get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. All right, that 5.89%, I know you're paying a lot more than that on your credit card. The only way to get this discount is go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.